Yesterday, we took you to Aiello, Spain, where townsfolk say one of their own invented Coca-Cola. Well, we're back in Aiello today for the village's other claim to fame, the singer Nino Bravo. Bravo was born Luis Manuel Ferry Llopis. He made 3 records, hit the top of the Spanish charts, and triumphed in Latin America all before he was 28 years old. And then, suddenly, it was over. In Aiello, his memory is kept alive, as the world's Jerry Hatton reports.
Nino Bravo didn't write his own lyrics or his own melodies. He wasn't a great guitar player, but man, could he sing.
Al partir, un beso y una flor, un te quiero, una caricia y un adiós.
A Kiss and a Flower was one of Bravo's big hits from the early 1970s. It sounds dated today, but an elderly Aiello resident named Julia Mas says his voice is timeless and without comparison.
Nino Bravo era un cantante, pero de los mejores.
Nino Bravo, he was the best of all the great singers, she says. He was fantastic, and he would have been even better. If you go to the museum, you'll see what Nino was all about, his suits, his microphone. I haven't gone myself, she says, but they say it's great.
Dice que es un museo precioso.
Mas is walking along Nino Bravo Street, by the way, just to give you an idea. The museum in his honor is just around the corner. The museum curator is Isabel Juan. She shows off its 3 brightly lit rooms.
Aquí podemos ver el micrófono que lo utilizaba, que es muy pequeño, pero era su micrófono.
Sure enough, Bravo's favorite microphone is on display, as are several of his over-the-top 1970s suits, his records, and letters from adoring fans, tinged with praise and sadness. This is really a museum of emotions, Juan says, after reading one letter aloud. You can go to lots of museums to see artifacts, she says, but there's nothing like this in any other part of the world. The museum is clearly designed to draw visitors to an out-of-the-way town that otherwise wouldn't figure in the tourist guides. Juan says it's working. In fact, Aiello is getting so many visitors that it's had to open what was once unimaginable here, a tourist information office. But if you spend a little time in Aiello, you realize that this isn't just a story about a town capitalizing on the legacy of its most famous son. People here seem to have really loved Nino Bravo, the person. Aiello's local baker, Juan Bordería, has a room off of his storefront where he keeps a scrapbook on Bravo, his most prized possession, an autographed pack of cigarettes from 1971. The writing on it translates roughly as, "Don't sweat the small stuff," signed Nino. He was very close to the town, Bordería says. No matter what band he was playing in, they'd always come back and play concerts here. Then after he became famous, he held a really big concert and gave all the proceeds to the local school, the school he'd attended. He built a house for his mother and father. Nino Bravo always kept one foot at home, even as his international fame grew. And for a while, he was more popular in Colombia and Chile than in Spain.
Tiene casi 20 años y ya está cansado de soñar.
Popular and controversial, this song, called Free, took a shot at Latin America's repressive regimes and called on the oppressed to break their chains. The message got the song banned in more than one country. That, of course, made Bravo even bigger.
En un accidente de mala suerte, el destino.
But Nino's career was cut short in a fatal car crash in 1973. Because of an unlucky twist of fate, Nino has left us, said this Spanish newscaster at the time. He made us happy many times with his songs and with his good nature. Rest in peace, Nino Bravo. 38 years later, the pilgrims who come to Aiello are mostly elderly, fans who've aged while their idol remains young, at least in memory. The museum is their mecca. But on a less traveled street stands the house Nino Bravo grew up in. 2 of his aunts still live in the nondescript row house. One of them, Carmen, is frail now. She stands on the sidewalk out front. She seems eager to talk about her nephew, at least at first.
No, yo era pequeña.
We were both just children, really, when he died. But he was such a good person, nice to everyone. He took care of his parents, his friends. Oh, look, I'm starting to cry. Even after all these years, just at the mention of his name.
Nino Bravo, 1944-1973. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton, Aiello, Spain.
bajo la suave luz de las estrellas.
You can watch a video of Nino Bravo on stage at theworld.org. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Hope you have a good holiday weekend.